could ask him.
Bob or Rose, speak just to make sure we can hear them.
Yeah, Rose and Bob, if you guys want to test your microphones and see if you can hear you.
Okay, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Can you hear you, Bob? Thank you.
Hello.
Rose, yep, we can hear you. Can you guys hear me now? Yep, Angel, so we can hear you.
Thank you.
And just for council, to remind you that when you make the motion, just make sure you state your name or if you second it. And for anyone who's on the call, when you're not speaking, please mute your microphone. So we're coming to an approval of our agenda tonight. Now we'll move to our consent agenda.
that. Second. Any other seconded?
Second, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Vote.
Aye.
Thank you. Let's move to our current business. First item on our agenda is fire truck purchase. On the agenda memo, I had to correct it. I have the wrong figure. I had to figure it out for the fire truck after. Well, we had that conversation last time, but I want to use some disclosable information here. Contract with Adams County Line to provide fire services to the city of Bellevue. That's because it's a city of size, population, and funding scale. And then our contract with Adams County to provide the city with fire services on fire equipment, including fire trucks. Fire equipment is being taken by Adams County by under our contract, including fire truck population, and therefore has useful life. The low in start of the city is there. Fire equipment that they currently have and maintain on behalf of the city of Bellevue. Earlier, the council committee of Mark Snyder, Don Wallace, and Don Erickson met the fire council earlier this month, and they gave a report to the city council for our last meeting on March 22nd, when the fire chief carried the body of an attendant. There was a 30-40 minute discussion. Fire grant administrator, the administrator, and the city attorney, that the city could purchase under this bid that had been presented from Houston Gallatin Flying Co-op. And not to go to bid because that co-op had already gone to bid and the city would purchase under that bid. That was an option before the council. And then there was a lot of discussion back and forth about going to bid because of the cost involved. And the city council, though, decided in the end that it was in the best interest of the citizens of Bellevue to purchase the GM and calendar bumper truck and prison under the bid because of the risk of the price increases and the time involved with the people. So the city projected almost $800,000 in fund balance for some 106 fire department prison reserves. Time for a new fire truck between 12 and 18 months after the order. And the city will have a 2022 budget process to fund the balance of the money that we need to make the purchase. According to the terms that were presented to the fire chief, the city won't have to pay until delivery. Purchase price on the bid will all be developed by the fire chief and staff. $148,567.55. Staff recommends the city purchase the new fire truck. The corresponding equipment is presented at the Cascade Fire and Safety location. That will go before I have that idea for the motion. I'd like to find it open up that location from the Cascade Fire and Safety. And I want to point out that there's optional prepayment discounts that weren't included in the quote. And if the city paid up front, that's savings of $14.00%, that's $14,530. That's about a 2.24% savings. It's also you can deposit 90%, 75%, or 50%. So when I entertain the motion, actually, before let's just have that discussion right now. Do you guys want to prepay into this and make a deposit, or do you guys do it with the same deposit?
We would. Right now, at the end of this year, we plan on having about $600,000 in that fund, which is almost all of it.
Yeah.
The our original idea was, if we purchase now, we're pull the trigger now, it's going to be 12 to 18 months before we have to buy it, and we'll have all the rest of it. But we can do, we can do an interview. Well,
there's a stuff in the
right.
But the general fund for the
right.
If you use the money you have today,
it's not a whole lot. No. So right now we have about. No.
No.
No. No. Right now we have $280,000 in that fund. This year we budget to put another 120 towards it. So we can do.
You have 40, right?
40. Right.
So, a lot.
Well, so what
so
percent
is 90%? Let's say it's 13,077 stuff. It's 90%. Well, we don't have 503,000 that they do.
We have 408.
408. So
there's a chance that if we go up to them and say, well, this is what we've got right now, what kind of discount can we get if we put all this down right now? We can just put the max of what we have.
We can put down 75%.
The other question would be, if we're going to pay interest, if we did an interfund loan, we'd pay less than interest than what we pay. And we're paying it to ourselves.
Okay, but we're paying it the only fund that we can get a loan from would be the sewer fund. So the sewer fund would make interest off of the general fund. Mm-hmm. I would propose that we just pay 75% down. Say 10,000, almost 11,000 of the general fund. And on purpose.
Well, over the years, the 90 was people who were free on the
internet. We're talking about in the contract. Why do you have to have those funds in the contract before we enter into the contract?
We have the majority of it, and it's close enough to where I can say comfortably we'll have the other $50,000.
We don't have the earmarks, so we're willing to dedicate those funds that we specifically have right now. And if we do that, it's going to actually become a new fund, and we're going to have to earmark it to take it out. We don't know what's going to happen in 15 months. We might have a catastrophe if we have a contract. So, okay. That's probably a good question. But I think we're going to have to earmark it somewhere. And it's going to be able to get away with it.
So, right. So right now, $480,000 of this is reserved off in its own fund by itself. We don't use that money for anything else. This is what it's for. So we have 480 so far. The other 120 or 122, I think it is, that we're going to transfer in this year. That's very true. Things could go to heck this year, and we don't have the ability. I think the likelihood of that happening is pretty small. If we had an interfund loan, yeah. You'd have to have an amount, an interest rate, repayment plan.
So, just
back in
your math in my head, it shows you a little bit more than interest rate. But even my salary, so
that's
Yes.
We have the opportunity for a prepayment discount, and that's what we see in that column there, looking at the yellow, the second one down. So if you take the whole amount, you would get a $14,532, 90%, 70%, 5%, 50%. Personally, understand, we have $480,000 in that account. That is 75% of the 48, say almost $11,000 in the 75%. The delivery terms are right now are that we pay for it after it's delivered. And we can get that and that's the price.
That's what I'm saying. If you have that kind of stuff paid before it's delivered, you need the
whole. Okay, so you're if I go back to your earlier comment, you're saying that you pay 75% now, you can pay a little bit more later, and you still have a whole thing.
Paid before it's delivered,
I'll
get that whole
100% discount. I can't answer that, but why don't you present the city council authorized the purchase of this trust at the 75% and I'll go make our best. Then,
I'll make a motion to authorize the city council at the 75%
deposit. The report will also include recommendations for future activities such as remediation and the associated rough order during the talk. Therefore, the staff recommends council approve this contract with the PPS, and I will move the motion. But before I go to any, now we're discussing, I'm wondering on the roads and Bob, if you guys want to comment or inform the council in the initial approval.
Thank you, Governor, as well. I don't have anything additional to add, but we'd be happy to answer any questions that may arise.
What is the timeframe of the testing and the results?
My understanding is that we have to have this completed by June 30th. Is that right, Bob and Rose?
Yes. And the last quarter results typically take 2 weeks on a standard turnaround time. And we do still think that we can accomplish the project in that time frame with the standard turnaround time from the laboratory. If we needed to, we could run the samples, but I don't think that's necessary at this point.
Thank you, Rose and Bob. The cost of the contract is $35,258. It will be funded by a brownfield program administered by Washington State Department of Ecology. I do two motions. Let's start with the first one, and that is to accept the brownfield grant from the Washington State Department of Ecology. You're voting in favor, correct?
Yeah.
The next motion is item D, a motion to approve the contract, the proposal and the contract, which, by the way, Kelly contracted to use the contract and did make some changes, but basically, we see no problem in the city council with this contract and we have to make it.
Evidence,
just wanted you to be aware of it, so it's coming before we have to do it.
We move along on our agenda, we'll go to item 40, the line of our connectivity trails project, Buffalo Local Map. Board member of Buffalo, and also like to be present is, under the board member?
Yes, but he's a city engineer.
Sometimes you have to be in the area.
Yeah. So yes, Othello is a member of Quatco. It's the regional transportation organization. Every so often, 4, 5, 6 years, they get federal money for transportation alternatives. So trying to promote bicycle trails, walking trails, anything that's not motorized. So we have put together a packet that the Lion Park, there's a lot of the improvements to go in there. We've looked at a couple of additional places where we put trails to get, or an activity trail, so 14-foot wide, which is an amendment with the need for mixed use bicycles, you know, and users with pedestrians. So several trails inside the park to connect the parking lot with this new playground facility we're putting in, and also near the ball field having a north-south route that connects Hamlet to Pine. And then we're also looking to install sidewalks along 11th Avenue so that we connect to Main Street. So we're having some new activities at the park between the playground equipment, the basketball court, the aquatic center, and the hopefully softball and the type of tournaments that include the connectivity with Main Street. So, with this project, or with this grant process, I think there's a 0.5% match. These projects will put our application in, and if we do get selected, the money comes available in the next 4 years. So I think starting 2022 will be the first year where funds will be about to be reimbursed. So this is what 2022, 2025, if we get selected, this will pop up. So we have provided a couple of places where this funding or matching funds can come from. I don't think that really, I think it's just for your information. This is not something that has to be decided this year. If we're lucky, it'll be next year. But there are a couple of different options to supply our matching funds. So what we're asking from the City Council is approval to submit the application and then also support the user. Do that for 0.5% match, which would improve our chance of getting the grant, or the direction to provide the match, make the application that way.
Sean, if we submit the application with a map, will we be able to change the way that
there is some flexibility. I mean, this the exact routes, I mean, will probably be tweaked based on sprinkler location and things like that. This, we're asking for, I think it's probably $280,000. We have about $800,000 available over the 4 years. If we are selected, we'll have a third to 35% But then
we're asking for the other large percentage. It adds up pretty quick when you're doing, we're talking about doing a 6-inch thick, so the maintenance crew could actually use these if they need to start parts and whatnot. 6 inches of concrete, we're proposing concrete.
Oh.
So they'll stand the test time better and be more durable. So, paths that get you to the center of the Baltimore complex. We're looking more at trying to tie the whole ball field, the whole park together, so people are there for a softball tournament, a little league tournament, and can go over to the tennis courts and the playground equipment. So kind of connecting the activities together. So these are the more important parking lot. It's just when the playground facility goes in, that parking lot will probably be one of the main places where people park together.
There is a flexibility that we can do. One for awards and that's
off. If we come up with a better route, a better location, we can at that point throw something together just to get an application.
This is something
along the school. That is, yes, and that's one reason for this location is that the electrical hookups and everything, so this would be used for people being able to walk to the vendors. Or, yes.
Would that affect the vendors at all for the 4th of July?
They'll be able to be there. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we'll design, yeah, whatever we design, we're not going to mess up easy path, but you guys have the
when we bid it out, I would assume yes, we have that option right now. We're just,
all we have is like when you submit for the grant or can you only for that certain amount? So maybe you do like the 280 and then have right there.
It'd probably be the application is not set up to we want this much and you're going to give us this much. Okay. Well, then hey, can you give us some more? We could probably do a second application, but we talked about this. We want to put in a couple applications, say for sidewalks around town. The drawback there is those two applications, and you may split your vote. Someone might say, oh, I like this Othello job, and someone else says, I like this Othello job. And then we get split, and someone else eats us out for the money. So we kind of went with what we thought was probably the largest percentage we could, in the straight space, ask for. Start pushing 400,000. I don't, we may get some pushback from the committee members rating them, say, well, that has that money.
So, actually, I would change my mind. So, this is the prototype capital we're going to, before we go through the public process, you realize we're going to have a playground or basketball. Thank you. handicap accessible. So that doesn't mean that all the equipment are handicap accessible, but it doesn't mean that a good share and portion of the playground and the access to the ground are accessible. So we definitely will comment on city Facebook posts that they want to participate and they help us with the handicap.